Blog Talk Radio.
It's a magical day here today with GGM Radio and Blog Talk and Magical Metaphysics with your host, Audrey Quinn. That's me. And I have a fabulous special guest. So welcome you all here to Magical Metaphysics. We are a spiritually inspiring and life-celebrating program brought to you by GGM Radio, which is metaphysical programming courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. Let me tell you a little bit about my special guest, and then I'm going to, before we bring her on, I'll bring her on, but I'll also share her story with you a bit, and you're in for a real treat, because my special guest is truly what I call one of the most beautiful angels that I know personally and that many of our listeners may know as well. She's a woman on the move with a mission of love and action, making a difference. She makes a difference in the lives of thousands, and her name is Roxanne Watson, from Nanuet, New York. She is an organ donor ambassador with truly a compelling, inspiring, and loving true life story that will definitely touch your soul and your spirit. April is also National Donate Life Month. That's April. We're here April 9th today, so we still got the whole rest of the month and the rest of our lives to donate life, not just the month, right? So April is National Donate Life Month, and Roxanne will be informing you about that as well. Roxanne has signed up more than 5,000 organ donors to date. Oh, my goodness. She is on a mission, and it's growing. She's also been featured in the Marlo Thomas new book, It Ain't Over, Till It's Over. I loved Marlo Thomas. She was that girl. When I was a little girl, I used to watch that girl, and I always thought I wanted to be her. She's a great role model. I love that girl. Roxanne, back to Roxanne, who we aspired to be, someone like her with her true big heart and love that she likes to spread and help others bring life and encourage donating life to others. Roxanne has appeared on the ABC News, Fox Good Day Street Talk, Anderson Cooper, NBC, The Debrief, many of these programs, as well as Oprah. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in today to Magical Metaphysics to listen and hear Roxanne's story. And we do want to encourage you to call in and say hello to Roxanne if you're her friend, or make a comment on anything you're doing to promote giving life to somebody and being a donor in some way. Every little bit helps, you know, one by one. And our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. Again, the call-in number is 347-237-5339. And press 1 to let us know that you'd like to ask a question from Roxanne. You'd like her to answer a question for you, or if you'd like to make a comment about the work she's doing, the labor of love, as well as anything that you're doing in the world that you'd like to say on the air here worldwide with the Blog Talk Radio. Before I bring on Roxanne, I'm going to bring you on in a minute. I want to share Roxanne's story. It's very heartfelt and very touching, and it does make me kind of emotional too. So if I do get emotional, pardon me, but I'm a sensitive one, and I do get touched with people's life stories and different things and trials and tribulations and things that they've overcome in their life and, you know, come out victorious like Roxanne Watson. She's a woman with a beautiful, heartfelt story on a mission of love, and I call Roxanne Queen of Hearts for a reason, because in 2006, Roxanne was no longer able to work due to severe illness and a lot of diagnosis of all kinds. Except for the heart. Finally, a heart doctor entered into the mix, and Roxanne was admitted to the Montefiore Medical Center for advanced cardiac care unit, where she was evaluated for over a 90-day stay in the hospital. She then was placed on the heart transplant list in June of 2008. Roxanne's health had started to deteriorate very quickly in the early 2010, and once again she had to be hospitalized in April, only to be put on a waiting list for her heart. That stay turned out to be the longest inpatient wait in the hospital's history. 78 days. Let me catch my breath, sorry. 78 days for the heart, with a total waiting time of 104 days. Total waiting time of 104 days. After Roxanne was released from the hospital, she had written and shared her story for Oprah about her experience in 2011. She was asked to go on Oprah's show and share her story. And while Roxanne was on the show, Oprah surprised Roxanne by finding her donor family and introducing her donor family to her. Not a dry eye in the audience, I can imagine. The show was hosted by Gail King, Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, and Susie Orman. How awesome, and what a surprise. What a surprise of a lifetime, my goodness. Since that show aired, Roxanne has shared her heartfelt and touching love story with lots of talk shows, newspapers and media earlier mentioned, radio shows and the likes. By sharing Roxanne's beautiful story of organ donation and the fact that she has accomplished signing up over more than 5,000 people in the last couple of years and received all kinds of awards for her contributions and efforts. But you know what? The biggest award of all is that she is paying it forward so nobody ever has to be on a waiting list in fear for a heart transplant. Roxanne, I'm going to welcome you to the show. And you're just a love, and I just adore you. Welcome, Roxanne.
Honey, you're making me cry. Don't start.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's
you're
fine.
Making me laugh now, so that's good.
You probably got everybody crying, so stop crying now, baby.
I think our first show last year, Roxanne, I don't know if I got this emotional. I'm so sorry.
You were bad, but you weren't this bad. But that's fine. You have a beautiful heart. That's fine.
Yeah,
you know
you're
what?
Funny.
Here's the funny thing. When I'm out at tables and tabling, we actually, by the end of the day, we just count the amount of people that come to the table and cry, because people do. It's a story. When they see my organ donor's picture, they cry. And I tell them all the time, and they always apologize, oh, I didn't mean to cry. I tell them all the time, you're crying because you have a heart. If you didn't have a heart, it wouldn't even affect you like that. So don't worry about it. You be yourself. I let people cry all the time because people do. It's an emotional thing. It really
is. Yeah, I'm thinking, well, maybe, Roxanne, you better be the host. You're more composed than me today.
That's what. Well, I just got back from the doctor, and because of this immune-suppressed system that all of us heart people have, I have had a hard time this past week. And I thought maybe it was just me, and when I went to the doctor, he said the last 2 weeks, every single person that came in his office is suffering from the same thing, and this spring is going to be really tough for these allergy people, you know. So I'm sorry if I sound a little nasal, but I'm fine. I just, you know, my eyes are running and everything, but I guess it's just par for the course. Last year I was fine. This year I'm having a little bit tougher time. But I'm in it, and it's our month. All my transplant people are out there, I'm sure. And this is the month that we get to spread our story. And I'm so glad that you chose to have us on the show. And I say us because this journey is taken by a lot of people. You know, as I told you once before, when you go through this, your family goes through it, your friends go through it, your doctors, your nurses, everybody goes through it with you. And it's a battle. It's a battle to save life, and that's why we're in it this month. It's very important to us. You feel
well,
better
congratulations.
Now?
Congratulations. I salute you and everybody concerned that you just mentioned for supporting and loving each other through it all and making great strides to improve the chances of someone not having to wait around for their organ, right? Their organ. The more donors we have. Can you talk about, I don't know if you want to talk about the website where folks can visit for month and any month to, and how easy it is, like I did after
2 minutes.
You would, you know, to become a donor, like when they go get their driver's license and different ways that folks can become a donor, and also anything else you want to share
Well, it's probably
about,
the easiest way is because there's so many of us from, you know, we're coming from all over the world now, your listeners, and also from a lot of different states in the United States. The easiest way for each person that might be listening and is not sure to go onto Organ, and that you can pull the state up that you're in and you can follow the prompts from there. Really easy. It literally takes 2 minutes to sign up to be an organ donor, and that's it. Not more than that. It's the effort. It's 2 minutes long. You can sign up on Facebook also. That's something that Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg have put together, and you can sign up there, and you can display that you are an organ donor there on Facebook. You also can
really?
Go...
Really?
Mm-hmm, yes. I think, you know what, probably shortly after I was on your show, the first time is when they had the initiative. I did not belong to Facebook, just so you know. And when I found out that Facebook was going to sign people up for organ donations, I literally signed up for Facebook the next day. About a week later, I got a message from some lady I didn't know. That's all it was. And I was speaking to people at New York Organ Donor, and I said, you know, I was speaking to Helen Irving, actually, the CEO of New York Organ Donor. I said, well, I got a Facebook from some person called Sandberg, and she started laughing. She said, Roxanne, only you would get a Facebook message from the CEO of Facebook and not even know who it was. I had no clue who it was. But she was actually sending me a message to find out how the signing up of organ donors was assisting me, because she had heard the story of, you know, Michael Spurry and how we were signing people up, and she was asking what kind of tool it was going to be for us. And shortly after that, we had found up, like, in a span of just like about 8 weeks or so, they had signed up 100,000 people on Facebook alone.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
100,000.
There's so many ways you can sign up. It's been a very good initiative on Facebook. You can sign up with your state also. Each individual state has their own, you know, systems that you can sign up. You certainly do not have to wait to go to DMV. That's what I hear all the time. Well, I'm going to do it the next time I do my driver's license. Wrong answer. Do it now. It really
you
is.
Do
just
it.
Do it now. Just do
just
it
do
and get it,
yeah,
over with. Because God forbid, you just don't know. You don't know.
Oh,
you know.
Now,
my donor was 23
did...
years old, you know. He didn't know. He just left his family to go to from dinner, and he didn't, you know, he lost his life.
That was Michael, right? Your donor?
Yep, Michael Bozo, yep. Mm-hmm. He just left his family and lost his life.
And he was on a motorcycle, is that right?
Yeah, he had Sunday dinner with his family and just left them. He lived in New Jersey, and he was coming across the George Washington Bridge and got cut off by a truck and fell and hit his head and lost his life. But you know what? His mom and his dad, when I met them, one of the first things we talked about is she said, his father actually said, there was no question. There was no question because he made it clear. They knew he wanted to be a donor. He was signed up on his license to be a donor. He was signed up in the Coast Guard to be a donor. He was a fireman. He was an EMT. He was all of those really good things. And they said, you know, it was just a matter of they knew, you know, to make the right decision to support what he wanted. And they said that they knew that he would have wanted. So it's not that it was easy to lose him. It was easier for them to make the decision because he had made the decision. That's why I tell people to sign up themselves. Your body, your choice. You know?
Wow. What an inspiration. And you're still in contact with Michael's parents and family today,
God,
correct?
Every day. Facebook every day almost. Actually, I got a message from his sister a couple of days ago. Yeah, I Facebook with them all the time. Yep.
That is so beautiful. So they're like family for you.
Yeah, we are. That's what they call me. They're actually check status on Facebook. They all listed as sisters.
Now,
yeah.
And I love that picture of Michael that you have in your picture.
Mm-hmm.
That picture was on the cover of which one? The one with Michael? Which media print? You said that it was just published.
That picture is almost everywhere. In all the shows that we've done, they've used that picture. And also, let's see, at the DMV, with the DMV website in New York, Dr.
Uh-huh.
Oz tells his story, tells Michael's story. So it's there. It's also like this month we got selected to be the face of organ donation for April, National Organ Donor Month. So I was very, very high honor, thank God. And the picture of with me and Michael, with me holding Michael's picture, is the picture that went out across the whole country.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. Just beautiful.
I'm a lucky girl in a lot of ways. I'm lucky to be alive, for sure, and I'm lucky that I have such an amazing family that I have. My family is amazing. They always were. That's nothing new. But I'm happy that I have a relationship with his family. A lot of people don't get to meet their donors' families at all. You know, I got to meet them with 14 million people.
In front of 14 million people. Oh, I wish I could have seen that show when it was on. I would have loved to have seen it with Oprah and Susie Orman and Dr. Phil and all of those wonderful people, Gail King. So now, recently, Marlo Thomas just came out. Well, actually, she just released her book. Was it yesterday?
Yep.
Or this week?
Not yesterday. Yeah, no, it literally came out yesterday.
It Ain't Over Till It's Over. What do you know about this wonderful book, and where are you at in all of this in the book?
Well, actually, happened was an author had got in touch with me back in, I think, about June of last year, and asked me if I would be willing to tell my story. I didn't know it was for a book. I didn't know what it was from, but you know, I tell the story all the time, and I'm, you know, in touch with media people, so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't strange that somebody would call and ask me that. So she called and she asked me if I would mind sharing my story, and I talked to her for about an hour or so, and then she said, "Do you mind if I call you back next week?" And she called back the next week, and then next week, and then probably we spoke for about 7 or 8 hours before I actually knew what it was for. And she said Marlo Thomas was putting together a book, and it's about women that have been, you know, have been through trials and tribulations and come back strong, stronger than when they started, and would I be interested, you know, to be included in one of the stories. I said, absolutely fabulous. No problem at all. But I just gave the story, and I never saw anything, you know. They just asked me to approve to use the story, and it wasn't a problem for me because Marlo's a great person. I mean, you knew it was going to be class, and I knew it would benefit St. Jude in some way. So I definitely did it. And then at Christmas time, they called me and said that it was going to be released this month, and I said, that is perfect. It's Donate Life Month. So it was very perfect timing. And basically what it is, it's a book, and it's 60 women. It's not just me. It's 60 women, and they tell our stories. Each woman has a little chapter on exactly what happened to them, and it's pretty cool.
How many women did you say?
60. 60? 60.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. I want to read this book. I love it.
Yeah, it's a good book. But the only thing is, I have to be honest, it's kind of pricey. And for, you know, for my
what's her retail? Does she sell on Amazon?
It's $27.99, as far as I know. But I don't know what it is in audio or whatever. But it's kind of pricey because basically it's only probably about 10 or 12 pages of each woman's story. So, it's, you know, it's nice. It's inspiring. It's really cool. And I'm glad I did it. And, you know, it's just for a great cause. So that just actually came out yesterday. So I will be, I don't know, I probably won't be able to be doing any of the touring because I know she'll be in New York 3 or 4 times, but, you know, that's done. Time for, you know, this is our month for signing people up, so it's no time for me to go around signing books. I got to sign people up.
You are busy.
Yeah, it's so really busy. More important. Yeah, we've been busy.
And I
want to...
So they can Google you, they can find you on Facebook, Roxanne Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, if they want to reach you and friend you or learn more about what you're doing to promote donating life and organ donors and becoming an organ donor or just sharing a story. Also, they can Google Watson Heart, right, for some of your
Roxanne Watson
information.
Heart.
Watson Heart.
A lot of backstory.
Oh, Roxanne Watson Heart, H-E-A-R-T, Heart on the Google to find your stories.
Right.
It looks like we have lots of callers in the queue. You're a popular lady, Queen of Hearts,
my heart
love.
My heart warriors and my family.
Awesome.
Let's take a question.
Let's hear from some of these wonderful people. We're going to start with taking caller 919-981. You're on the air with Roxanne Watson and Magical Metaphysics. Welcome.
Hello.
919. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Is Roxanne there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Roxanne, this is your brother-in-law.
Audrey, this is the biggest character in the world. He's awesome. He's a great guy.
What's your name? Where's he calling from?
I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, beautiful.
They're all over the place, Audrey. They're all over the place.
Audrey, I just want to tell you, you already know Roxanne's a beautiful person. Well,
yes.
I've known Roxanne since she was probably about 13 years old, and she hasn't changed a bit.
Aw, sweet.
Thanks a lot.
That's adorable. I love it. She's a timeless beauty. She's an ageless. She is.
And I don't want to take up too much time, but I just want to, first of all, let me tell you, Audrey, I'm a Vietnam veteran, retired military, and if there's any military out there, retired, present, I just want to encourage you to get on the donors list.
That's right.
Please get on the donors list.
Oh, thank you so much. That means so much. People just need to know where to go, you know, what to do.
Yes. And sister-in-law, you know I love you.
Thank you.
Keep on pushing.
Yep, you got it. Keep it moving, baby.
Yes.
Thanks, friend. Thanks a lot.
Lots of love
and
blessings to you, brother-in-law. Okay, I'm going to put him back on hold to listen to the rest of the show. And we're going to move right along. Right on to our next, it looks
Audrey?
Like, yes.
Audrey, let me just tell you, when we do naturalization ceremonies in New York, here, we're in our county is one of the biggest counties for organ donation, and when we do naturalization, the first thing we do is acknowledge the veterans. So I'm glad that he brought that up.
That is awesome. I love and respect our veterans and honor them.
And all that
they
do for us.
They deserve more and more honor than what they usually get, honestly, for fighting for our freedom and, you know, all the life that we have today. And I'm going to go ahead and let's see here. We have another caller. It looks like 516 that's been on hold for quite a while. 516. You're on the air. Welcome to Magical Metaphysics with Roxanne Watson and Audrey Quinn. Who do we have?
Hi, my name is Jennifer Lentini.
My heart, buddy.
Yes, she told me I wanted to call in, and I've been waiting to call and tell her how proud of it I am of her. And she's my transplant sister. I actually had a heart transplant when I was 13, and I just turned 31 in March.
Oh, my goodness. Happy birthday.
Yeah. You talk about somebody. You talk about a survivor. My little 3 years is nothing to what Jennifer's been through.
And it was funny because Roxanne and I connected on Facebook, and we never met in person. And I remember and it was just like kindred spirits.
Yep.
We hugged, and she's just my transplant BFF, and I love her to death, and I'm very proud of her. Spreading the word and doing everything she does.
Thanks, Jen. Audrey, we really, literally never met. We communicated every single day on Facebook, and I never met her. And then when I finally met her, it was like, you know, we knew each other, you know, like forever. And when I heard her story, I never really even knew her story until we did an event in Manhattan together, and she got up and told that story. The stories are just, you know it. The stories are just amazing, and she's got some story. She really does. Imagine being a teenager having to have a heart transplant. I can't even imagine it.
I'm very blessed, and I just knock on wood. This will be actually 18 years, July 6th, so I hope to make it there, and every day is just really a blessing. As you said, everybody has a story. And if you put it in the room, it'd just be amazing to hear how much organ donation really does affect not only ourselves but our family, and it's the gift that you really can't give someone anything else but the gift of life. There's nothing else that can compare.
Yep, it's true.
Yes, it's beautiful. It really is a miracle. Did you want to share part of your story or a little version of it here while you're on the air with our listeners, Jennifer? We have plenty of time.
Okay. My name is Jennifer Lentini. I'm actually from Long Island, New York. And when I was 13, I was a healthy 13-year-old living my life, and my brother actually is younger than me. He had open-heart surgery, so he was always the one in my family that we were associated with having a heart condition. I was the healthy older sister, and I started to have really bad stomach pains, and doctors actually were telling my parents that they didn't know what was going on with me because they couldn't actually find a physical problem with me. I was going back and forth to different doctors, emergency rooms, and they kept sending me home. And finally, one day, they wanted to do exploratory surgery, and when they had done it, I went to the breast, and they realized that my heart was so enlarged that the only thing that could save me was going to be a transplant. And I was fortunate to be in the hospital I was at because I was over in Long Island, and the doctor was actually also a resident, not only on Long Island, but Columbia Presbyterian. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been able to be ambulanced. I was just a very, very lucky girl. And then I waited in the hospital for 3 months and a day. And on July 6, 1996, I received my heart from a young boy named Matthew. I unfortunately was never able to meet his family. I have a letter from them, and I have a picture. Just recently, I started to see if maybe we could try again because I never give up hope. But organ donation has really changed even the stigma from when I had it, and there's people that have had their organs 25 years, and it's been different. The medicine is talking about it. And it's really something that if we could spread the word and get more people, nobody would have to wait. Maybe we could do the transplant so much more readily and give people that chance at hope. And even with the new medications, which truly just, as I said, the gift of life. And unfortunately, it's such a hard thing because sometimes people need second transplants even in their life. Third, I've seen people actually that have gotten up to four. It's just really spreading this word and getting it out there. And Roxanne really does a wonderful job in that. And I think the wonderful thing with it, no matter what transplant you had or what happens in your life, everybody has their own unique story and tries to contribute in their own unique way. And that's just, we're almost a big family, and everybody has a talent. One person's good at signing up donors. One person might write poetry about it. One person handing out bracelets. So we all kind of play a role.
Yep.
And if it connects us all together in one room, we could probably all take over the world.
The warriors. We call ourselves the Heart Warriors. We are warriors, believe me. And just like she said, it's like everybody has something that they can do, Audrey. You know, everybody can't be all over TV and in the media every 5 minutes, and I'm lucky enough to be able to do that. But there's some people out there that are hitting the pavement hard, and, you know, you wouldn't even know it. You don't see them, but they're working even harder than me. So Jennifer is one of those people. She works just as hard as I do. She's just in a different part of the state, and that's all it is to it, and that's the best way to say it. She's busy out there, too. Thank you, Jennifer, for calling.
Jennifer, you're awesome. What an angel you are, heart of gold. And I am so happy that you're doing great, and thank you so much for sharing your story with the listeners and calling in and supporting our show here and supporting Roxanne and the donor effort more than anything. So bless you, dear. I'm going to put you back on hold, and it looks like we have another caller.
Have a wonderful
love.
Night.
Thank you, Jennifer. Oh, she sounds like a doll. Okay. Just awesome. And you got to meet her as well, right?
Yeah, finally. I mean, we
finally met her. When did you guys meet?
We met, I was in the fall, probably. We were at a college. We were at a college in New York City where we were invited to come. There were four of us that told our stories, and Jennifer was one of them, and that was the first time I met her.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, I love stories that inspire and bring hope and compel people and touch people's lives in some way, and that's what life is all about, and love is always, you know, the answer, you know, and that's what you're doing. You're really loving people by promoting what you do and the gift of life and donating life and, you know, that being an advocate and an ambassador that you and Jennifer are. And so many others out there too, and everybody can, you know, just it's a matter of knowing what to do, you know, and being educated. Let me go ahead and let's take another caller here. Looks like we have 909, area code 909. Welcome to Magical Metaphysics. You're on the air here live with Audrey and Roxanne. Hi.
Yes, I think, hi, this is wonderful what you're doing because it is so important to be an organ donor because so we can help other people. And I think it's just an amazing thing and to get it out there. And the people have, I think, a fear of it in some ways. And so in some sort, so I think that's great, and I just wanted to say that. I don't know if you're doing readings, but if you're not, that's fine. I just wanted to tell you that it's wonderful what you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you, Sandy. Is it Sandy?
Yes, Sandy? It is. Yeah, hi.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome.
We are promoting donating life and becoming an organ donor and how easy it is and how we don't have to wait to go to the DMV. We can visit organdonor.gov. Organ donor is spelled D-O-N-O-R and then .gov online for those that are listening. If anyone else has a comment or a story they want to share about anything in their life, we still have another, you know, 30 minutes left or 25 minutes left in the show here, Magical Metaphysics here. It's a show of self-empowerment and love and truth and transformation. And I know that folks like Roxanne and other recipients of the organs, you know, they are definitely an example of love and action and miracles and the greater good, you know, the greater good of spreading the love, you know, and transformation. That's the word that escaped me for just a second. Transformation,
and I
think, right? Yes.
Am I still on? Hello?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
I just want to say, I think I have not been in the position where I have needed to use, but I know having children, that God forbid something happened to them, I would want them to be able to have what they, and that's really what made me think about it too, is how can I help other people if I want myself and my children to be, you know, and it's because once we're gone, once our spirit's gone, let other people benefit. So,
Sandy,
thank you very much.
Sandy, just like, you know, most people that I speak with, and I speak to thousands of people, when they have children is when it comes to them. So that's really not unnatural, you know, because a lot of people that I talk to, they haven't signed up because guess what? Nobody's asked them. And I go and I want to ask them, and they say, yeah, sure, because 85 to 90% of the people agree and believe in organ donation. They just haven't taken the step to sign up.
Right.
Like the people that don't want to fill out their wills. It's the same kind of thing. It's exactly the same thing. But when people come to that table and they have children with them, I just pointed out very nicely. I said, you know what? The worst thing in the world would be that your child would need an organ and there wouldn't be a donor for them because they don't even think about themselves at that point.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's really not unnatural. What you just said is almost, you know, exactly spot on when it comes to adults with kids, because that's when you think about it.
Yeah, and it is nice that they have it on the with your driver's license when you get, you know, and you just put the red dot on it and it shows
everybody
you're a donor. I think that's great, yeah.
When people come to the table in New York, because it has a heart on the New York license, so it says organ donor and has a little tiny heart, and you ask them if they're a donor, they are so proud to pull those licenses out of their pockets. You know that they, you know, some people come to the table and say, you're a donor, and they go, yeah, yeah. And you know they're not telling the truth. They just don't want to talk about it. But those people are proud to pull that license out and show you that heart. That's the best thing they could have done, really.
Awesome. So that's wonderful.
Thank you so much, Sandy. I'm going to put you back on hold. Love you, lady.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you.
She's been one of our regular loyal listeners and supporters and just a beautiful soul. That was Sandy. And you're listening to Magical Metaphysics, a metaphysical programming courtesy of GGM Radio, which is metaphysical love and action, self-empowerment, truth, transformation, live, love, laugh, you know, and help other people, because that's what we're here, because in the end, that's all that matters, is how much we love and how much we gave to others, and that's what our legacy should be about. Roxanne, I think we have another caller, but I wanted to encourage everyone that's listening to go ahead and press 1. I see lots of callers, and I know you're listening. Thank you so much. If you have anything you'd like to say on the air live, don't be shy to talk with Roxanne or just to educate any listeners, because we value, this is an interactive show, so we encourage you. Oh, great, some lights just lit on up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, let's get to them. Get them on.
Yeah, let's go. Let's move on. I think 516, if I already picked you up, I might be redundant, but let's try 516. Did we already talk here with Magical Metaphysics? 516?
Yeah, that was Jennifer.
Jennifer? Oh, Jenny. Okay, hon, let me put you back online. Sorry, sometimes when we got a lot of callers, it's easy to get mixed up. Let's move on to 540. 540, you're on the air here with Magical Metaphysics and Roxanne and Audrey. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Michelle.
Oh, hi, Michelle. How are you today?
This is Michelle Nichols. I'm good.
Yeah, I know who that is. Another warrior, Audrey. Another warrior. They're all over.
That's right. I haven't met Roxanne in person yet, but I've met her on Facebook, and she's been such an inspiration to all of us and bringing us all together and fighting and being a warrior to sign up people for organ donation. So I want to thank her for that.
You're welcome, sweetie. You're welcome. I have a lot of Facebook friends, Audrey, people I've never met, like thousands of people that I've never met that I communicate with every single day.
That's right. Right.
You know, you never have you always have enough time to reach
out. Right.
That's the way I believe it. I don't care how many friends I have, because I do a lot of things, but I spend a lot of time with my friends online. I'm not ashamed to say that.
Social media.
And we appreciate that. Yep.
Where are you at, Michelle? Where do you live?
I'm in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Oh, okay. How beautiful.
Yep. And I'm also a heart recipient, and it's been 2 years since my transplant.
Oh, congratulations. 2 years.
Thank you. Yep.
Pretty new.
Yeah, she's a baby.
Yep.
And, oh, my goodness, that is awesome. I'm happy for you, too, Michelle.
Thank you.
Well, is there anything you wanted to share that stood out in your journey that you'd like the listeners to know, that you'd feel comfortable sharing, or would you like to?
The thing is just to please sign up. It's very important. A lot of us hate waiting. I waited 4 months before I got my call, and I've met my donor family. And they've been very inspirational and caring and loving towards me, and has called me family as well. And so that's been awesome.
Yeah.
This summer I get to meet the rest of the family, so I'm really excited for that too. So, but yeah, it's very important to sign up. I had a really hard time with my journey. When I was born, I actually was born with a hole in my heart, and they said it would never close. But as I got older, it eventually did close. And then, like in my early 30s, I got sick, and it ended up being like bronchitis. They said it would eventually go away, but it never went away. And then ended up getting my organs were shutting down, so I was getting fluid built up and things like that, and didn't know what was going on. And then they finally told me I was going into heart failure. And I was, like, so scared. And then where I was in Richmond, they offer the artificial heart. So I was one of those to be on a machine until my transplant. So I was called the bridge transplant. It's like a pump that they put inside you, so that's keeping you alive until your transplant.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I waited 4 months. And December 3rd of 2011, I got my phone call, and it's been history ever since. And it's been a good journey till now, so it's been really good.
So now, Audrey, you hear these stories, Audrey. This is why I do what I do. You hear these stories. My story was nothing compared to some of the things that these people have went through. And everybody has the same thing. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? You hear that weight part of it. That's the worst part of it.
Right.
Now she's sick for a long, long time, and, you know, to wait. With all the people that pass away, that there should be no wait list. There really shouldn't be.
And I've had a couple of friends that were waiting for organs for heart actually passed away. So.
Yeah, we lost a few friends that way.
Yeah.
You were our Facebook friends this year.
Yeah.
We lost a bunch of them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's horrible to even hear it, you know. They're your friends, and then they're not online, and you wonder what happened to them.
Oh,
and somebody comes up and says,
my
you know,
heart.
They're no longer with us. It is. It's heartbreaking.
Yes.
Especially when it could be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
To wait and to receive is one thing, but to wait and not get and pass away is a horrible thing to even hear.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So you're all miracles and...
Mm-hmm.
Recipients
yeah.
of love and blessings and just awesome. I love these stories of inspiration and hope and
yeah.
keeping the dreams alive of life, you know, the gift of life that we have.
Yep.
Thank you so much,
thanks,
Michelle,
Michi.
For
yeah,
calling in. And
you're
I'll
welcome.
Put you back on hold and bless you and many more birthdays.
All right, thank you so much.
Anniversaries. You're welcome. Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. Oh, she's a sweetheart. It looks like before we take our next caller, which will be an area code of 404, we're going to take a quick public service announcement. I wish I had one on organ donors for a public service announcement. That would be so apropos. But right now we're going to go to a little bit about adopting animals. We'll be right back with Magical Metaphysics. Stay with us.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back to Magical Metaphysics. I'm your host, Audrey Quinn, my special guest, organ donor ambassador. I call her the Queen of Hearts, Roxanne Watson from Nanuet, New York. Roxanne, are you with me?
Yep, I'm there, waiting for 404.
Waiting for 404. Okay, let's get right to area code 404. Welcome. Are you here?
Hi.
Hi.
I know who that is. That's why I figured 404. I know who that is.
And how are you ladies this afternoon?
Quite fine. who might this be?
This is Denise that you named 43 years ago.
Audrey, let me tell you the funny story about this. My niece, Ashante. Ashante looks exactly like me. She's got red hair.
Oh.
She's got freckles. She's light-skinned.
So cute.
Everybody who sees us together always thinks she's my daughter.
You know, actually, I think she is. I think she's my mother. They just did not tell me the truth.
And
when
I was younger, everybody used to always say that we know you went away and had a baby and hid her, and then you brought her back.
And here I am today.
Yes, yeah, she's a character. How are
she
you doing,
sounds
Miss
adorable.
I'm doing
well. I love
well.
That
she's
name.
She's a cutie.
I wanted to say that my aunt Roxanne is not only a great aunt, but she is an absolute wonderful person. She is the best person I know. And I have had the pleasure of knowing her for 43 years, and she has always been a wonderful, wonderful person. So what she's doing now does not surprise me at all. I mean, because this is who she is. She's been this way her entire life, always wanting to give to other people. And, you know, that's just who she is. I remember when she was working in corporate America, she would take her bonus checks and take her employees on trips. You know, and she would need things herself, but she wanted to make other people happy. And that's just who she's been her entire life.
She is a sweetheart.
I used to visit her in the summertime, and, oh, gosh, we had so, so many fun times together. So I'm so happy that she's still here blessing us with her presence every day.
Thank you, sweetie.
Aww, that is beautiful. Thank you, Ashanti. I believe you, too. And the little time that I've known Roxanne, just, what has it been, about a year now, Roxanne, that we met?
Yeah, probably
maybe,
a year.
Yeah, just about
maybe
a year. Yeah, right away I was drawn to her positive energy and her smile and her sweet little freckles, and I just think she's adorable. And
so
I love her when she's with that hawk, that picture of her with the hawk.
I'll be with them tomorrow. That's the Rockland Community College. We're going there tomorrow to thank the students. We've signed up thousands of them. They're the number one
campus
in New York. Yeah, they're the number one campus for signing up organ donors in New York. They win the competition 2 years in a run, and we won the competition. I'm going there to be with the Hawk tomorrow.
Oh, how sweet. I love it.
I hope I get to. We'll take pictures.
Well, let's go ahead. Okay, well, thank you, Ashanti, for calling in and sharing.
Well, thank you so much for having her on the show. And I love you guys. Love you so much.
Thank you.
Love you, too. Blessings to you, Ashanti.
You
I look
too.
Forward.
Thanks.
I'll see you on Facebook, too. Now I'm going to look out for Ashanti.
Oh, definitely.
Too sweet. Okay. I'm going to look out for your daughter, Roxanne.
my fake daughter.
Your mini you.
Mini me.
Once again, everyone's listening to Magical Metaphysics. Our special guest is Roxanne Watson. And she's a recipient of a lovely heart, beautiful heart from her angel, Michael, and he passed on in a tragic motorcycle accident, and his heart was on the donor list, right? So that's why you were matched for his heart,
yep.
Right? You got a match for his heart would work for you. So that's why you're with us today. We have about 7 more minutes of the show, Roxanne, and I'm sure the listeners, and I want to let the listeners know that they can click back on this link and replay the show so they don't miss a beat or anything that Roxanne has said or any of our wonderful callers have expressed and the love that they've shared today on the show. Feel free to listen to the show again. It's on for several months in the archives. So, Roxanne, did you want to say some more and talk about more of your journey?
A lot of people that obviously know me on Facebook or wherever, they know the story. Right now, I'm at the phase in part of my life and my journey that I feel it's my job to share the story, to sign people up. That's what I do. I'm happiest when I'm at a table, you know, with all of this media and all this attention. That's fine. But anybody who really knows me knows I'm happy standing behind the table. Because you know what? That's when you get to talk and affect people, even if they don't sign up. You get to have that conversation. That's much, you know, it's much nicer. And that's when I feel alive, you know, when I'm at that table, because I get to meet thousands of people, you know, and I'm in the store and I can tell you, people are stopping me all over the place. You know, oh, well, I heard your story, and then I signed up. I mean, we just went the other week to the thrift shop to buy some bread, and the lady came up to us, and she could, honestly, she could just barely speak English. But she said she knew the story, she heard the story, and she thought about it, and she went and she signed up. And that's what it's all about. You know, because we
just need
so many more people. The first time we had the show together, there were 100, and I think there were, at that point, it was about 112,000 people waiting. It's 120,000 now. All right? And 100,000 of them, as of last month, are waiting for kidneys, actually. Kidneys is the most needed organ. Can you imagine 100,000 people waiting for kidneys? And these are people that have been on dialysis for. We met somebody at Rockland Community College, a lady who had been on dialysis for 10 years. And she said she couldn't do anything. She couldn't work. She couldn't do it. She had to do out dialysis 3 times a week. And all she needed was a transplant. And she just can't get one. Her sister was with her, and this was the disgrace of it, and I think it was a disgrace. I asked her sister, are you a donor? And she looked at me, and she says, I'm not giving anybody my part. I said, but this is your sister, and she's dying. And she said, I'm not giving anybody my part. And it was so upsetting to hear that. Not that she has to do it, but the fact that even if she doesn't donate hers, she's not even on the list to be a donor when she passes away.
Oh, that's
what are you
sad.
It is sad, and I hear stories like that. You'd be surprised. I hear really fabulous stories a lot of the time, but I hear horror stories too. And it really, really upsets me, especially with the kidney people, those heart people. We're lucky, you know. Honestly, we get sick and we die, and that's it. Those people suffer, those kidney people, those liver people. Those are the people who really, really suffer. And, you know, you just, like Jen said and Michelle said, you just don't do it for yourself, you know? You do it for all the people that need organs and all the people that need tissues. One person, one body with everything, organs and tissues, you can help 50 people. You know, just do the math. That's crazy. I was talking to somebody from New York Organ Donor Network, and they told me that I think the year after I received my heart, 90,000 people died in New York alone. Imagine if every single one of them were donors. How many people were a possibility, you know, to help? How many people could have been helped just with New York? And, you know, there's so many states out there. The numbers are just staggering. We just have to get rid of that wait list. That's all. That when people get sick and they need a transplant, that the organs and the tissues and things are available because people have made them available through signing up for the registry. I told you once before, the worst thing a person could be confronted with is the death of their family member. And then somebody turns around at that point and says, are you ready to donate? It's a horrible time. These people are in a horrible way. Somebody has just died, and then you stand in their face and say, can we have their organs? You know, it's just horrible. If you make those decisions while you're standing up and you're walking around and you're healthy, it makes it so much easier for your family. Michael's father often tells the story that it was never, never easy to lose his son. But he sees it as a miracle. And they, you know, they did what Michael wanted. And they were probably, those were the kind of people that probably would do it anyway. But it was the task was made easier because Michael made a decision and his family carried out his decision. That's why I want people to sign up themselves so the family doesn't have to be confronted with that. It's important. Very important.
Yes. Yes, it is. Can you share with me, before we end the show out,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was really sweet at the last show we had earlier last year, Roxanne, when you first when I had my show and it was called My Beauty Angel, you shared a cute little story about how someone, when you were giving a talk, a presentation, you shared it at a podium. I don't know if it was at one of the churches, but it was about this little lady wanting that picture. She wanted to take Michael home.
Oh, yeah. It was at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
I want you to share that.
Yeah, it was St. Patrick's Cathedral. I often tell that story, especially to my Hispanic friends. The lady spoke. We were at a table in the South Bronx, actually. And she came up to the table, and she, you know, just by looking at her, she really looked like she was probably around 85 or 90 years old. She was older.
Aww.
And she came to the table, and she started speaking to me in Spanish. Now, I cannot speak Spanish, honestly. I hate to say it, but I can't. And she kept talking to me in Spanish, and she kept pointing at Michael's picture, because everybody knows that every place I go, I take Michael's picture, and it's always on my table. So she's pointing at Michael's picture, pointing, pointing, pointing. She's talking to me in Spanish. So the guy that was at me, the next booth next to me, spoke Spanish. So I asked him, I said, please, you know, tell me what she's trying to say, because she's trying to ask me something. She was asking if she could have Michael's picture. And I explained to him to tell her, no, it was from his parents, you know, and I would, you know, never give her the picture. I'm glad she liked it, but I certainly couldn't give it to her because it was a gift from his parents. So she said, no, she needed to take it because that was an angel. Now, I never said anything to her. I never talked to her, so she didn't even know who he was other than the picture sitting on the table. That was an angel in that picture, and she needed to take it to her house because she needed the angel in her house.
Oh, my God. When
she found out, the guy told her the story real quick. When she found out the story, she just busted out crying because she felt when she saw his picture that he was an angel. And then she knew he was an angel when I told her the story. It was just amazing.
Oh, it was confirmation.
Amazing.
You confirmed with the story, because she had no idea why she thought he was an angel. But he does have that angelic innocence about him in his face, I will admit, and when I look at his face, you know. I mean, you look like an angel too, don't get me wrong, Roxanne. I know you are a living angel, you're a human angel, which we need more of you, more human angels out there in the world to help us come together and stay alive and breathing and enjoy our gift of life from God that we have. And would you like to make any closing statements? Because we're going to go ahead and thank everyone for joining us today and listening in. And I hope if there was one thing that touched you about Roxanne or her story or Michelle or Jennifer, you know, that you gained something from listening to our program today.
What we're doing, Audrey, and we're going to make it real simple. All of the warriors have decided this month alone, if nothing else, we're asking every person that is a donor, already a donor, just find one more person. You know, you don't have to sign up 5,000 people. Just find one person who's not a donor that's around you, friend, family, coworker, and ask them to sign up. That's simple. That's all we want everybody to do. And if everybody does that, it drives the numbers right along. So we reach thousands of people in our everyday life. Just find one person and say, I want you to just go get me a donut. One person to be a donut. And that's all. Simple as that. And that's all it takes. Just ask.
It's simple, and the math, it multiplies, right?
Mm-hmm. In one of our groups alone, there's 2,100 of us. And we decided if every single person gets one more person, look at the numbers. Right there in one group.
Awesome.
Yeah, one group could bring another 2,000 people in just this month alone.
That is awesome.
That's what we
you
want.
Go,
what we
you
want.
Go, Warriors.
Yep. Well, they're out there. They're all over the place.
Well, you all are just doing wonders, wonderful, beautiful work out there, and I commend you, and I love seeing what you're doing, Roxanne. And
thank you so much.
You know you're welcome on my pages anytime, Magical Metaphysics on Facebook or my Audrey Quinn page, to share what you're doing, to promote it and get the message
mm-hmm.
across so that somebody will feel like they need to do it and become a donor, because it's so simple. You know, it doesn't cost
mm-hmm.
anything, right? They're not paying
no.
a fee to sign up.
2 minutes
it's
of
free.
Your life.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful thing. So with that, I want to thank you again, Roxanne. Keep up
thank
the
you.
Beautiful work. You
thank
and
you so much, Audrey,
your Warriors
for having all of us.
Team, we love you. And I shall see you on Facebook. But until then, many blessings to everyone on their journey in life. And let's all stick together and love each other and support each other and be selfless and compassionate.
Thank
and
you.
With that, I'm going to say good night, y'all.
Good night. Take care.
Oh, good night, Roxanne.
Oh, it's magic, you know. Never believe in that God. It's magic, you know. Never believe in that God. Never been away. Never seen a day.